This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Chiggity, check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. What is happening, my people? This is your boy Sam. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast coming to you from London, UK. And it's playoff time, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, this is the podcast where I break down every single Toronto Raptors game the day after they're played from abroad, thanks to the power of NBA League Pass. However, I got a beef with League Pass. I'll hit you guys up at the end of the ball game with that one. So it's round one, ladies and gentlemen. Game number two, your Toronto Raptors taking on the Washington Wizards. Now, your T-Raps lost game one by 7 points in overtime. A game in which they had to come back. Grevis Vasquez burying a three with just under 30 seconds to go to tie it up at 82. And that was it for the scoring, folks. Your T-Raps did not score in that overtime period until there was 30 seconds to go. Scoreless in the first 4.5 minutes, and they let the truth, Paul Pierce, show us what it is. And he put us away, leading his team with 20 points, backing up his trash talk. That one hurt. So hoping for a little payback in this one. That game took place on Saturday, so I had to sit on this one for a few days. So this game that I'm about to break down took place on Tuesday, April 21st. All right, so in that ball game, all four starters for both squads, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, John Wall, Bradley Beal, struggled. Did not shoot well from the field at all. I'm not worried about Wall and Beal. I don't mind if they struggle. I'm worried about Kyle and DeMar. They need to pick it up. Because our T-Raps, I mean, we're going to go as they go. And if they have a tough game, it's going to be tough to be pulling out wins or series victories against a pretty talented Washington team. I mean, they're only in the five spot. It's not like the Raptors were miles ahead of them. Just because we've got home court or had home court advantage doesn't mean this should be a cakewalk. And I know the Raptors beat them 3-0 in the regular season, but two of those games were without Bradley Beal. Dude makes a big difference. So the Wizards took that first game. We're all set up. Let's break down game number two. Let's get into it. First quarter, the first 2.5 minutes, and we get exactly what I was hoping for. DeMar DeRozan going off. All right, this is just in 2.5 minutes. He hits an 18-foot pull-up. He has a drive and bounce pass to Jonas Valanciunas, which results in two free throws. He hits an and-one pull-up with Paul Pierce getting the foul for reaching in. And hits a 5-foot baseline jumper. So DeMar off to a great start. And then our boy T. Ross gets in on the act. 8:23 mark. Drains a straightaway three. And guess what, folks? Your T-Raps are off to a double-digit lead right off the bat. It's 12-2. 35 seconds later, Jonas Valanciunas draining an 18-foot set shot. And it's all working for your T-Raps. Still up 10. 16-6. 1 minute later, JV, using his 7'6" wingspan, gets an amazing tip in. Kyle Lowry trying to alley-oop him. Looked like it was going to hit high off the backboard, but JV reaches up and guides that one in. Beautiful play by the big man, but it's not all good news, folks, because the former number one overall pick, John Wall, starting to heat up. He got a couple of buckets, and it was an 18-12 Raptor lead at that point. But on the other side of the ball, Kyle Lowry steps up his game. 5:37 mark, hits a driving lefty floater off glass. Sweet play there. However, John Wall answers that with an 18-foot pull-up, and he's starting to look a little bit scary, ladies and gentlemen. 4:02 mark, Jonas doing some good work, getting ahead of the pack, gets another alley-oop pass, this time from Terrence Ross. He's able to catch it and lay it in. Oh, and don't forget about DeMar, 2:49 mark, with the drive and then setting up to Pat on the left wing. He's been money lately. Drains a left wing three ball. However, the Wizards answer that with a marching Gortat tip in. 19 seconds later, Amir Johnson fouled, goes to the free throw line, clanks two free throws in a row. Unusual from Amir, And Gortat, who's fired up, gets a nice pass from John Wall, and he goes in for a layup on the offensive end. Amir trying to make up for his mistake, but he commits a charge on the next possession. Luckily for him and the T-Raps, Grevis Vasquez, the hero from last ball game, bails him out with a steal and draws two free throws on the fast break. So Raptors, 7-point lead, 27-20. 1:12 mark. Amir, though, finally gets on track. He hits a little baby hook, maintaining that 7-point lead. However, Drew Gooden, 28 seconds to go, he hits a pair of free throws. And the reason I mention that is because during the ball game, the announcer, Grant Hill, NBA great Grant Hill, gives a little shout out because he mistakenly almost called him Dwight Gooden, his uncle, who I've talked about many times on this podcast, but he was a childhood hero of mine, Dwight Doc Gooden, who I believe has actually legally changed his first name of Dwight to Doc. I believe it's just Doc Gooden now, which actually seems a little bit extreme. He already had that nickname pretty much sewn up, but still, Doc Gooden is also a cool name. And he had another very cool nickname, Dr. K. That's what they called him. If you're not a baseball fan, a K is, they use the letter K to symbolize a strikeout. I'm not really sure why. I think it stands for a knockout, which really doesn't make any sense now that I think about it. But again, cool nickname, Doc Gooden and Dr. K. All right, so back to the ball game. 9 seconds to go, Tupat continuing to play well. He drains a 10-footer. However, also continuing to play well is Mr. John Wall. He drains a pair of free throws with 2 seconds left. And your Toronto Raptors put up 31 points in that first quarter and have a 5-point lead, 31-26. So would like to see a little bit more separation after dropping 31 points, but you know what? I'm not going to complain if we've got a lead and we're scoring 31 points a quarter. I will take that. Second quarter, minute and a half in, Bradley Beal, who, like I said, struggled a lot last game, shaking off those cobwebs. He triples off a Lou Williams turnover. Raptor lead down to 2, 31-29. 40 seconds later, DeMar DeRozan with the steal and then hits Tupat with the long outlet. And the big man's got some quick feet. He extends those and reaches out for the open dunk on the fast break. Raptors up 6, 35-29. But we get some bad news, folks. Just 21 seconds apart, Kyle Lowry picking up 2 fouls. And in my opinion, they were terrible calls. The first one, Lowry just trailing Beal, and Beal seemed to trip over his own feet and goes down. Lowry was close behind him, but it's not his fault. He gets called for that foul. And then on the possession, the Wizards with a nice pass inside to Otto Porter Jr., who had a heck of a ball game. But Lowry reached in, looked like he got the ball cleanly, but the referee, sometimes when they don't have the angle, it's just an automatic call. So he picks up his third, has to sit on the bench. You remember last ball game, Kyle fouled out with about 4 or 5 minutes to go, so the second straight game with foul trouble. It's total BS, in my opinion. And in the opinion of the basketball gods, because the Raptors get a little ball don't lie action. That's right, Otto Porter, who drew a couple of free throws off that second Kyle foul, goes up to the free throw line and clanks them both. That's what I'm talking about. And there's another thing I'm talking about, 7:07 mark, James Johnson finally checking into the game in the playoffs. He was a DNP CD in game one, and it wasn't just me waiting for him. The ACC explodes. In fact, he got a standing ovation checking into the ball game. I mean, I knew he was popular. I didn't realize that there was that kind of love at the ACC. So shout out to the fans there. Unfortunately, the celebration lasts about 20 seconds because shortly after James Johnson checks into the ball game, Paul Pierce drains a 3-ball. Last guy on the floor that you want to see scoring for your T-Raps. In fact, the fans of the ACC had a second straight game with a Paul Pierce sucks chant. Very clear. Sometimes when you're watching a game from TV, you can't really tell what the crowd is chanting. Very clear. Those Raptor fans really know how to enunciate. So, P-Dub drains a 3. Raptors only up 2. 39-37. Less than 30 seconds later, Nene getting a wide open dunk, and we're tied, folks. The Raptors, who had a double-digit lead off the bat, and the score is all tied up at 39. James Johnson giving the fans something to cheer about. Just over a minute later, gets the lead back with a nice little post-up move, spinning to his left, and goes in for the easy layup over Paul Pierce. He was starting to take it to him, and that led to Paul Pierce getting a call to the bench. James Johnson looking like a little bit too much to handle. But the celebration again is short-lived, folks. Just under a minute later, Bradley Beal draining a three ball, giving the Wizards their first lead of the ball game, 46-45. T-Ross comes back, tries to answer, misses badly. John Wall grabs the defensive board, and then just a blur on the screen, flying, goes coast to coast for the layup. And he's not done. On defense, grabs the steal, and then burst ahead of the pack, goes from first gear to fifth gear, and he's all alone at the rim for the monster two-handed fast break throwdown. And suddenly, folks, the Raptors down 5. A 7-0 run by the Wizards in about 1 minute. Very impressive play by John Wall. 3:15 mark. James Johnson, looking to save us, goes to the line, misses 2 free throws. Ouch. 15 seconds later, John Wall is driving and dropping a gorgeous pass to Marcin Gortat for the layup. So kind of a 4-point swing there. 2:42 mark, DeMar DeRozan trying to put this team on his back, but he turns it over off the dribble. Paul Pierce picks it up. He gets fouled on the fast break, drains a couple of free throws. 30 seconds later, DeMar DeRozan missing a pull-up, and the Wizards get it around to Nene, who hits a pretty difficult driving finger roll. The big man's got some touch. And all that, folks, is adding up to a 13-0 run by the Washington Wizards. And they're suddenly up 11, 56-45, which felt like a monster lead in this ballgame. 56.8 seconds to go in the half. James Johnson fouled to the free throw line, and for the second straight trip, clanking a pair of free throws. Unbelievable. That's 6 missed free throws for the Raptors in the ballgame thus far. Wizards take an 11-point lead into half, 60-49. That was a 17-4 run to close the half, ladies and gentlemen. So after Kyle Lowry had to sit with those 2 fouls, or 3 fouls, but picked up those 2 quick ones, that was pretty much ball game. And he wasn't playing fantastic, but the team just fell apart after Kyle sat down. And if you took a look at the halftime stats, the Wizards were owning us in every category. They had us in shooting percentage, rebounds, assists, turnovers. It was ugly. It was not a pretty board to watch. So I'm going to go straight to this third quarter. Let's do it. 15 seconds in, starting to feel a little bit of momentum shift here, because P-Dub, the truth, steps up and misses a pair of free throws. So doing us a favor, the Raptors get a pair of those right back. A minute and 1 second later, DeMar DeRozan driving and kicking to Terrence Ross, and the boss rises up, buries his second three ball of the game. Starting to feel a little bit better. 31 seconds later, Kyle Lowry elevating his game. He hits a 19-foot step back. Next Raptor possession, DeMar DeRozan, little 12-footer off the dribble, and then the ensuing Raptor possession, Terrence Ross, another three ball from the left corner. Second in the quarter, third of the game, and your Raptors, folks, are only down 2. It's a 12-3 run. It's 63-61. They've snatched back the momentum right when they needed to do so. They got the ACC rocking. So what do the Wizards do? Do they hide? Do they crawl? Do they give up? They do not. They respond. They go with John Wall draining a deep 2. Next possession, he splits a pair of free throws. Paul Pierce then drains a 3. Nene gets a layup. Bradley Beal hits a jumper. And no, I'm not skipping any Raptor points there, folks. That's a 10-0 run right back in our face after the 12-3 run. And the Raptors down 12 real quick, 73-61. All right, I'm going to jump to the 4-minute mark here. Kyle Lowry trying to get us back in it, but for the 4th time in this ballgame, a Toronto Raptor goes to the free throw line and misses 2. And for the 4th time in this ballgame, the Wizards come back the other way and they score. This time it's Kevin Serafin hitting a jumper on the other end, and the lead is 15, 80-65. So I didn't mention a Raptor score for a long time. You know why? They had 2 points over about a 6-minute stretch up until the 2:44 mark, where Amir Johnson, giving the Raptors a little bit of life, hits an and-one baby hook. With the made free throw, the Raptors down 13, 81, 68. But again, John Wall was just too much. Listen to this, 2:25 mark, DeMar DeRozan with a steal, breaking down the right side, he's got Lou Williams to his left, fires him a pass. Lou goes up on the left side of the rim, looking like he's going to have a layup. And John Wall just elevates and elevates and elevates until he's looking down at this ball, and he spikes it right back at the floor. Incredible block. And he doesn't just sit there and admire it, doesn't just sit there and celebrate. John Wall flies down the other end of the court. They get him the ball. He jumps, takes the contact from Amir Johnson as he's about to sail out of bounds, still able to maintain his focus and float up a shot off glass softly and in. And I'll tell you, this guy, the talent on him, he reminds me so much of D. Wade. The way that there are a few guys in this league who, when they go up for a shot, they don't think about their body until after they've got the shot off. All right, they'll go up, they'll just focus. Once they've released, then they'll worry about how they're going to land, how they're not going to crush themselves. And John Wall is one of those guys. I mean, after he put up this shot, he just slams into the floor, slams into the stanchion, but just bounces back up and he's pounding his chest and flexing. Incredible play there by Wall. And then to top things off, Coach Dwayne Casey gets a technical foul. And it really felt at that point like for sure the ball game is over, but maybe even the series. I mean, Wall steps up, cans both the free throws. Wizards with a 17-point lead, 85-68. And it's not done, folks. In fact, it gets even worse. Wall starts off a little bit of a three-ball party. He drains a three at the one-minute mark. 15 seconds later, Drew Gooden is draining a three. And then just 14 seconds after that, Otto Porter Jr. draining a three-ball. And the rout, folks, is on. 97-75 after three. Unbelievable. In a game which the Raptors were up 5 after 1. The Wizards shot 27 of 39 in the second and third quarters combined. 71 points. And in fact, the T-Raps got to experience a little bit of booing in the playoffs, which I personally don't agree with. I mean, I guess if I was in the stadium, it might have been a different story, but nah, you know what? I would never boo my T-Raps. I'm sorry, I just would not boo them. So I'm a little disappointed with those home fans, but that was a painful stretch, those back-to-back-to-back threes to close out the third. Ugh. And then get this, folks, open the fourth. 45 seconds in, Otto Porter Jr., I told you he had a heck of a ball game. He drains another three. That gives the Wizards an even 100 on the night, and they're up 23-177. The Raptors, though, actually respond. They come back with a 10-0 run off of hot shooting by Tupat and some nice work by Lou Williams. And they're actually only down 13 with 6 minutes to go, 102-89. And it's just at that point, the second time in this ballgame, when the Raptors look like they're going to come back and we get a problem with Kyle. Again, not his fault. Just like those fouls, I don't think were his fault. He has a collision with Paul Pierce, kind of goes, I don't know if it was the shin or his ankle, I haven't got word on what the injury was, but he had to leave the ballgame, went to the dressing room, didn't come back. Alright, so again though, with Kyle out, we got to go to Grevis Vasquez, he's been filling in for him lately, 3:25 mark, he buries a three ball, and it's just a 10-point game, right? 3.5 minutes to go, 106-96. But the Wizards respond with a Gortat and one layup. And then DeMar DeRozan on the other end looked like he was going to get it back. He hits a little and one pull up off glass, but he gets called for the offensive foul, which I thought was a pretty weak call. Otto Porter kind of a little bit of acting there to sell it. And that was pretty much your ball game, folks. In fact, it was. The Wizards go on to win this one by 11, 117-106. And this is now, remember at the beginning of this podcast, I was going to go off on League Pass? Well, I want to say thank you to the idiots at League Pass. I've complained about this before, but they got to realize that not everyone is watching these games live. There's a reason why you can turn the scores on and off. There's a reason why there's an archive so we can watch the games days or weeks later. Right now, some of us pay extra for that. But what do I see when I go to the home screen to select the games, they have like a little slideshow running if you've never been to League Pass. And sometimes there'll be a little picture of one of the games last night, but normally the headline is somewhat innocuous, like Cavs take on the Pacers, see what happened, or check out the top 10 plays from last night. Well, on this occasion, it says, the first slide, it says, check out the top 10 plays from last night. Okay, cool. Then it slides over, and I see a picture of John Wall and Bradley Beal, and it says, dynamic backcourt combines for 54 points. So I know right off the bat that Wall and Beal have had a phenomenal game, and chances are if they're putting that up there, it's probably not in a loss. So thank you, League Pass, for wrecking a playoff game for me. Totally uncalled for. All right. So even when the Raptors were up 10, I always had this sinking feeling, like I knew that the Wizards were going to come back, especially because Wall and Beal didn't play that well in the first quarter. So I could tell that things were about to get really nasty. And they did. So on to the box score then. Let's see just how nasty it got. Well, on the Wizards side, all right, led by Bradley Beal with 28 points on 12 of 21 shooting. So I said he snapped out of it. Otto Porter Jr., also with a great game, 6 of 8 shooting, 9 rebounds, 15 points for him. Marcin Gortat, also a nice game, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 7 of 9. But the man in this ball game was John Wiggity Wall. 8 of 16 from the field, 8 of 11 free throws, 26 points, but the big number here, 17 assists. Wow. Wow, in a playoff game, coming up with 17 dimes and scoring the rock. That is impressive. So John Wall picking up your game ball on this one. On the Raptors side, nothing really great to talk about, except I'm going to give it up to 2 Pat. Patrick Patterson, 6 of 6 from the field. Did not miss a shot in this one. That's efficiency. He had 15 points. Now, DeMar DeRozan, 9 of 18, 20 points, 7 assists. That looks pretty good. But I got to point out, you remember in the first 2.5 minutes, he had 4 field goals. So he only had 5 field goals the rest of the way. And yeah, basically, I guess he shot him like 5 of 14 the rest of the way. So that hurt. That hurt. And then Kyle Lowry, just 27 minutes in this one. 3 of 10 from the field. So that's on top of 2 of 10. That makes him 5 of 20 in this series. 6 points for him. Managed to chip in with 4 assists, but that foul trouble really hurt. He had 4 overall, but just not able to really get into this ball game. And the moments when Kyle was out is when the Raptors were really getting hurt. And your T-Raps are going to have to wait until Friday for a little redemption. It's a long road here. It's just Wednesday now, so you got to wait a couple days. And for me, it's going to be Saturday. Ouch. Got to sit on being in a 2-0 hole. And I mean, it's hard not to think that this series is done. I mean, the Raptors are going back to Washington now for 2 straight games. This could have been the last game at the ACC. I could just have another couple of podcasts left this season. I wasn't expecting that. I'm not ready for that. I was expecting a little bit deeper of a run, at least 5, 6, 7 games in this series. I'm not saying we're getting swept, but it's not looking good right now. Heading over to Washington, we don't know if Kyle's going to be healthy or not. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Tough one. Tough one to wake up to this morning. All right, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam. Thanks for sticking with it. Stick with your T-Raps, folks. I'm not going to give up on them. All right, we still got a shot. All right, we didn't get this far by just rolling over. And being down 2-0 is just like being down a little bit in the first half, all right? There's 4 games to win in this one. All right, your Wizards still got to double up on what they've done here. And I think your Raptors can put it together here. We're not going to have every game like this. So come on, Coach Casey. Give me a strategy here. Figure this one out for us, all right? Big love from London. This is your boy, Sam. I'll catch you on Saturday. Peace.